Ever heard about the legal battles you can find behind like a failed catfish farm? You might be surprised, but there's a case about one, Rancho Pescado v. Northwestern Mutual. It offers some pretty valuable lessons, honestly, for anyone going into law.
Oh, for sure.
Today, we're going to do a deep dive into this 1984 Arizona Court of Appeals decision
All right.
to unpack two really critical areas. One, how easy it is to lose the right to arbitration. And two, the surprisingly high bar there is for proving lost profits,
Right.
especially when it's for a brand new business.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
What do you think about this case?
Well, it seems like, it comes from like a pretty straightforward business deal gone wrong,
Right?
but it really highlights just how important procedural precision is and how much you need concrete evidence.
Yeah.
We've looked through like all the court documents to bring you guys the key insights, so you
Yeah.
can hopefully navigate these kinds of complexities later in your careers.
Okay, so listeners, picture this. Rancho Pescado. They're a startup that wants to build a commercial catfish farm
Oh, wow.
right in a canal
Interesting.
owned by Northwestern Mutual.
Okay.
They even got a 5-year exclusive license to farm like a specific 5-mile
No,
stretch.
they had it all set up.
Yeah, it sounds the start of something interesting.
It does, yeah.
So what happened?
Well, it did start out okay, but only 4 months into this 5-year agreement, Northwestern just terminated the
Oh,
license.
wow.
Yeah, their reasoning was that Rancho Pescado needed a continuous water flow, which
Right.
was interfering with their ranching operations downstream.
I see. So they had other interests.
Yeah,
So I
exactly.
imagine Rancho Pescado probably felt a little betrayed.
Oh, absolutely.
What did they do?
Well, naturally, they sued for breach of contract.
Right.
They were looking for a huge $2.5 million in damages.
Wow.
Yeah, mostly for profits they thought they would have made
Okay.
over the rest of, the time the license should have run.
Interesting. And what happened?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. A jury actually sided with Rancho Pescado.
Really?
Yeah, and awarded the full $2.5 million.
Oh, wow. So they won.
Yeah, but that's not the end of the story.
Oh, there's more.
The trial court took another look at it
Okay.
and ended up drastically reducing the award
Wow.
down to only $101,510.
That is a massive difference.
It is, yeah, and that brings us to the main questions we're looking at today.
Right.
First, could Northwestern still demand arbitration
Right.
after initially, being denied by the trial court?
Okay.
And second, was Rancho Pescado's claim for all those lost profits
Right.
really backed up by evidence?
Good question.
Or was it all just speculation?
So our deep dive today is to break down these two big legal issues:
Right.
arbitration waivers and how to prove lost profits for new businesses.
Yep.
Knowing this stuff can save you and your future clients a lot of headaches and money.
Absolutely.
So let's start with arbitration. What is it exactly?
Well, it's often presented as a simpler alternative to going to court, traditional litigation.
Right, it's supposed to be faster,
Yeah,
cheaper.
exactly. The legal system usually prefers it, seeing it as a more efficient way to resolve disputes.
Outside of court.
Right. It's faster and less complicated.
Okay, and this is definitely how people saw it in Arizona back when this case happened.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Northwestern actually tried to use this route, right?
They filed a motion to compel arbitration,
Okay.
but the trial court denied it.
Oh, so he said no.
Yep. And here's a key moment in the case.
Right.
Northwestern didn't appeal that denial right away. They just went ahead with the whole trial,
Okay.
which led to that jury trial and the initial $2.5 million verdict against them.
So they lost their arbitration bid,
Yeah.
but then just went through a whole trial.
That's right.
What happened because of that decision?
Well, this is the heart of the whole arbitration waiver issue.
Okay.
The appellate court ultimately agreed with the trial court.
That arbitration shouldn't be forced.
Okay.
But it wasn't because arbitration was like wrong for this dispute.
Oh.
The main reason was Northwestern didn't appeal right after that initial denial.
So because they didn't appeal immediately, they basically lost their right to say, we want arbitration.
Exactly. The court specifically said, and this is important,
Okay.
failure to take necessary steps to appeal a denial of arbitration may constitute waiver.
So they waived their right.
Yep. This shows the legal idea of waiver,
Okay.
which is basically giving up a right, about by not doing anything.
Interesting. So it emphasizes that you have to assert your rights at the right time,
Oh,
or
absolutely.
you could
No.
lose them.
Yep. It's a big warning for any legal strategy.
Right.
Always be aware of deadlines and how they affect what your client can do.
I got it. But why couldn't Northwestern just bring up the arbitration issue again if the trial wasn't going their way?
Well, the court's logic makes sense if you think about fairness.
Okay.
And how efficient the legal system should be.
Imagine letting someone go through a whole trial.
Right.
Present evidence, question witnesses, argue their case in front of a jury.
Yeah.
And then only if they don't like the result, they suddenly say, wait, we want arbitration.
Right.
That's super unfair to the other side.
It is.
And it wastes everyone's time and resources.
Yeah.
It'd be like giving them a second chance to argue the same case.
Just in a different place.
Exactly. And after they already saw how it went in court.
It's like they're trying to game the system a little.
Yeah, kinda.
This stops parties from doing that.
Exactly.
So the big lesson here for future lawyers is this.
Okay.
When arbitration's on the table,
mm-hmm.
you gotta be super careful with the steps you take.
Right.
If a motion to compel arbitration is denied,
yep.
you have to appeal that decision immediately.
Right away.
Otherwise, your client could lose their right to arbitration.
It's crucial.
Got it. Now, let's talk about that big drop in damages.
Right.
Going from $2.5 million down to just over $100,000 is a huge difference.
It is, yeah.
It all comes down to Rancho Pescado's claim for all those lost profits.
Right. They said Northwestern ending their license early cost them a ton of money they would have made.
Over the rest of the contract.
Exactly. And the legal standard, which the Arizona court used, says new businesses can get money for lost profits.
Okay.
But only if they can prove those losses with reasonable certainty.
Reasonable certainty. Yeah. That sounds hard to prove.
It is a high bar, especially for a business that was only running for 4 months.
Right.
And the court explained exactly why they thought Rancho Pescado's evidence wasn't good enough.
Okay.
They said their estimates were too speculative.
I see.
One of the biggest problems the court pointed out was how risky the catfish farming industry is.
Oh, right. It's not an easy business.
No. They said that something like 95% of catfish farms fail.
95%.
Yeah. That's a big reminder for any future lawyers out there.
Yeah.
When you're advising new businesses,
right.
you got to remember how risky things can be and how much scrutiny their financial projections will face in court.
95% failure. That's tough.
It is. And Rancho Pescado was just starting out.
They didn't have much experience.
Nope. No proven track record or any big successes in the industry.
Right. So it was hard for them to say, we would have been successful.
Yeah. It's tough to argue future success
right.
when you don't have much to show from the past.
Good point. What else did the court find wrong with their projections?
Well, their production estimates were a big red flag.
What were they saying?
Rancho Pescado said they'd produce 8 million pounds of catfish every year.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. And the court looked at industry data and saw the national average back then was only about 1.5 million pounds a year.
So Rancho Pescado was way off.
Yeah, this big difference made it seem like their numbers were too optimistic.
Right.
Not based on what was really happening in the industry.
So they were aiming for way more production.
Yeah, much higher than even established companies.
Interesting. And were there other problems besides that?
Oh, yeah. The court also looked at their marketing plan.
Yeah.
Rancho Pescado wanted to sell all that fish.
All 8 million pounds?
Yeah, through a company called Frosty Fish.
Okay.
But the court found that Frosty Fish didn't have enough experience or the right setup to handle that much fish.
So even if they somehow produced all those catfish,
right.
they had no way to actually sell them.
Exactly. This really shows you need a solid and realistic business plan.
Not just hopeful guesses.
Exactly.
So even their best case scenario wasn't really practical.
The court put it perfectly.
What did they say?
They said conjecture or speculation cannot provide the basis for an award of damages.
Meaning?
Rancho Pescado's projections might have been what they hoped for.
Right.
But they were based on too many things they couldn't prove. And they didn't have the hard evidence needed to prove they'd lose that much profit.
Okay, interesting. But say they had a big contract.
Okay.
With a big distributor.
Right.
To buy all their fish before the contract with Northwestern ended. Would that have helped?
Oh, yeah. That kind of concrete evidence would have made their case much stronger.
So new businesses aren't automatically blocked from claiming lost profit.
No, not at all.
But they have to have really strong evidence.
Right.
It's not enough to just say, we thought we'd make a lot of money.
Nope. The court was clear.
Okay.
To meet that reasonable certainty standard, businesses have to show solid and reliable data.
Like what?
Things like detailed market studies, financial projections based on real numbers, and maybe even expert testimony.
And to back up their claims.
Right. Rancho Pescado just didn't have that level of proof.
Okay, so let's recap. What are the main takeaways here?
All right, there are two really important lessons.
Yeah.
First, with arbitration, you have to be decisive.
Right.
And do things the right way when a motion to compel is denied.
Mm.
If you don't appeal quickly, you can lose that, right?
Right.
Which could mean you end up in a full-blown trial.
When you wanted a simpler solution. This case shows us how small procedural mistakes can have big consequences.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a lesson in being precise and paying attention to detail.
Right.
That every new lawyer needs to learn.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the second lesson is about proving lost profits.
Right.
Especially for businesses that are just starting out.
Yeah, reasonable certainty isn't just a fancy legal term.
Uh-huh.
It means you need solid evidence.
Based on facts.
Yeah, realistic projections and a strong foundation in what you can actually prove.
Not just hopeful predictions.
Exactly. Courts need more than just a plan.
Right.
They need believable evidence that shows you probably lost money.
Not just that you might have.
Right.
So they missed their chance at a potentially faster and cheaper way to resolve things through arbitration.
Yep.
And then Rancho Pescado had to try to prove these big financial losses,
mm-hmm.
which is really hard to do.
Yeah. It shows how procedural missteps and the actual claims you're making can be linked.
This case definitely gives us a lot to think about.
It does.
And as future lawyers. Yeah. How will you guys handle this when you're advising clients?
It's a good question.
How do you encourage them to be ambitious?
Right.
While making sure their claims are realistic and they're following all the rules.
It's a tough balance.
It's a fascinating mix of business and law.
It is.
And this Rancho Pescado v. Northwestern Mutual case shows it to us really clearly.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
You're welcome.
We hope it gives you all some things to think about
mm-hmm.
as you start your legal careers.
Good out there.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.